All right. Hey, hello, Army. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And today we have special guest,
Spencer Witt.
Yeah. Ooh. And that comes with our sponsor this week, which is Instant Messaging Systems. You know, you ever need to text someone out there or just email, you get yourself an instant messaging system, and it works. And they also update like every 3 years, so if you want to make tons of money, make an instant messaging system.
R.I.P. AIM.
Yeah,
that's
how
the
long
real.
That
was like 2 years ago. I think.
Okay, that's sad.
That was.
Yeah.
Everybody had an AIM when they were like 10 years old.
I didn't, because I
didn't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Did you have dial up?
I did not have dial up.
I had
like,
dial up.
Okay.
So it was always just spooky, just hearing the dial up tone like in your computer, like sitting there. It was just terrible.
You hear,
yeah. Yeah. No, I never. Like, I even tried to play Cartoon Network Flash games. Never worked. So that was sad. That's why I went to the library a lot. Never read books, just use the computers.
I was a big fan of going to the library just to play on computers.
Exactly. And then you'd see all those old people playing RuneScape. And you still see all those old people playing RuneScape.
You know what? Yeah, I remember seeing. I sat next to a kid in my class who was playing RuneScape. I was like, I didn't even know that was still a game.
No, it is, yeah. I got back into a kick. I've been playing for a week now.
Oh, Charles, big RuneScape fan.
Yeah. It's like you play for a week and then you realize this is really pointless and then you quit for 2 years and then you play for a week again.
I had RuneScape for like a week in fourth grade and then
yeah.
I was like, it's not worth it. I stopped.
Yeah, it was a game that feels social. I made a lot of friends there. I met a girl who was in college, she got married, and then stopped talking to me.
That's, oh, wait, was she in college? How old were you? When
she was in college, I was in middle school, so it wasn't really
wow,
like,
that's,
crazy.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But so she's probably right,
30 or something. Okay.
Yeah, should have a good time. But anyway, it's a message system. Thanks for sponsoring this week. Give us your messages via that, email, text, Facebook, whatever. So, Ryan, what's our first topic? I think it's maybe involving a tiki bar.
Well, actually, we have one small announcement.
Oh, small announcement, okay.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Pirate fans.
Yeah, opening day has been postponed today.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Because of rain?
Yep.
Yeah, it's raining in Detroit.
Oh, in Detroit.
They're
okay.
Playing in Detroit. They play the Tigers.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't see any rain outside. So.
Yeah, first pitch is scheduled for 1:10 tomorrow. All tickets met for today will be honored by the Tigers for tomorrow's game if there is any Pittsburgh fans who are at Detroit, which is a very likely bet.
Actually drove out to Detroit for
this
game. Yeah,
it's not that far.
No, it's not. No, it's surprisingly like only 4 hours.
Yeah,
it's
sure
like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah,
place,
it's.
Yeah.
I think it's faster to get to Detroit than it is Philly. I think you can get to Detroit quicker than Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's about like a 5 hour drive.
And that blows my mind because I mean it's the same state, but like Detroit seems like four states over, but it's not.
You know, I mean it's kind of like going to New York too. It's terrible to play, but it's travel time is always crazy. Just put it that way.
Yeah, really.
Because I mean, just to get to South Carolina, to get to North Carolina, it's only like 5 hours, but then it's another 5 hours to get to South Carolina.
Once you hit those Carolinas.
And you would think it's so big, it's so open.
Where the farthest you were driven, though? Down.
Like, down?
Yeah.
The South Carolina.
You were driven to Florida?
No.
That's brutal.
Yeah, what was that, 15?
It was 20-something to get to Tampa, but like we obviously stopped for the day, but...
That just sounds awful.
You don't even know what Carolina you're in for the longest time, like you said. You just like
you just
drive.
It's all open road at that point.
Yeah,
it's flat.
Once you see Charlotte, then you know. All right, we have at least a chance of getting back to the north.
Yeah, then once you go there, then you're just the Yankee. But anyway, speaking of Yankees, you know, if you drove to Florida for a Pirates opening day too, or not opening day training camp, what the hell am I talking about? You know, you had a good time. But anyway, so our first topic, and I know I was a terrible influence there. That's my first strike on the radio. Continue.
All right, you're fine. This is actually very something pretty exciting. I actually saw this in this was actually a news article yesterday.
It was a day ago on I forget what website, but I had it up too. I think it was W94. I think it was a radio station.
Yeah, I saw it on WPXI. I think.
Oh, PXI. Okay, well, God, sorry, I don't get push alerts from PXI.
You're fine. Pittsburgh Tiki Boat Tours. Are coming this spring.
Yeah, all right. So what does the Pittsburgh Tiki Boat Tour entail, Ryan?
All right. Fancy a Tiki Tour? Cruising Tiki's Pittsburgh says it will start offering Tiki Boat Tours of Pittsburgh's Point from the Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio Rivers this spring. The boats are complete with thatched roofs. It carries 6 passengers and the captain.
You always have a captain.
Yep, and according to their Facebook page, rates are expected to be about $400 for a 2-hour tour for 6 people, or about $67 a person.
All right, 2 seconds. This is a tiki bar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So is it an open bar? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's $400. I'm hoping it's open bar.
I mean, yeah, it's 67 a person. I don't know how much that is going to, like...
Jeez, you did that math real fast.
It says it right at the...
Oh, it does? Oh, I can't.
I mean, no, yeah, I did it, like, you get six people, it's like 67 a person. They're just doing, you know, quick math.
Quick math, okay, yeah, you're a business major, or accounting major.
Yeah, sure.
So, anyway, so, yeah, so go click on the link there, because I'm really curious. Because $400 seems like a lot. Even though being on the river is pretty cool, but you can get a ducky tour for about... Like way less than that. $20 a person, maybe?
Yeah, I love the ducky tours. Oh, that was always the thing to go to, like, elementary, middle school.
You hop on the horn.
Yeah, they let you, like, drive it
in the
water. Because
it's so hard to drive a boat in the water. So, Tiki Boat Tour, it's coming to Pittsburgh. And also, this is just so all of these people are concerned about winter. Spring will come, eventually.
I mean, it's pretty decent outside today, so...
I know, I wore two layers, and I felt really warm.
Yeah.
I wore, like, a very large sweater, and then, like, a very tight...
It's supposed to snow. It's a mix of snow on tomorrow, and then after that, it's like 50s, and we're starting to get a little bit towards the 60s, like 57 degrees on next Tuesday. So,
say, Spencer, do you think we're gonna be the softball games are gonna be happening tomorrow?
Do I think the softball games? No, and the reason I think that is because the ground is already bad, and there's no sun to dry up the weather.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
No softball games.
Yep.
And yet, spring is coming though with the tiki board.
Well, I would love to have the softball games. I mean, I think I'm working those games tomorrow,
yeah.
So.
I'm announcing the second game. You're doing the first game?
Yeah. And I know that, like, it'd be nice to know at least today if the games are canceled. Because then I can
I'm sure Becky will email us later.
Then I can go home tonight.
But, yeah, but I feel like they don't cancel until
Something tells me they're going to cancel them tomorrow. Well, they're only playing, I think, St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like a three-hour drive.
Yeah.
So even then, they don't have to, like, it's not like they're playing Central Connecticut where, oh, we got to drive the whole day to get here.
So,
like,
they
it's
have,
just like,
they have,
you know,
of
they have
time.
Some, they have a lot of time. To,
they're just going to put out heaters on the field.
I've seen crazier. No, I haven't.
No.
Yeah. I think
they just get a bunch of paper towels and
heaters
just
on the, yeah. We have some napkins from Romo. So.
No, Bounty, the quicker paper.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cost $8 in
Romo's. Yeah, well, $8 in Romo's is like $2 in the real stores. But anyway. So the Tiki Tours, it's $400. How much is per person? Is it an open bar? Well, 67 person. How much is an open bar?
Ooh.
What is it?
I think the bar comes with the $67
fee. I think that's fair then.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, that's like the pedal bike tours, the band where, like, you pedal and drink.
Yeah.
I think that's BYB.
Oh, and also, starting in May, Cruising Tiki's Pittsburgh says it will be offering 2-hour sightseeing charters on Three Rivers.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
I think that's what it, I mean. I feel like that's mainly what it is,
yeah.
In the sense that, like, you go on the boat and you kind of just drive around the river and look at the sights. Because, I mean, like, how...
I don't know.
Anywhere on the river is a sight, I feel like.
Yeah,
what
you get all the cool downtown
area
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else would you do other than sit in the river?
I don't know.
Just going to look at the...
I don't know. Look at the river itself, just look down.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to look at other than the scenery, the sights.
That's fair. But also, looking at this boat, it's circular. How does it work?
It has an engine.
Well, yeah, I would imagine it has an engine, like, on the back of it. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
It doesn't look like that much room.
It doesn't.
That bothers me. I feel like if I ever want to get up and, like, stand.
Oh, no, you can't stand.
Because it's like
I'm looking at this image. There is a steering wheel inside the bar.
Okay, good. So the captain's also the bartender. That's good.
Yeah.
But still, I'm just confused because, I don't know, the motor doesn't make sense. Because it's an octagon, and you can't push an octagon. It has to have a point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be wrong.
I mean... Yeah, you need the rudders and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, again, I still would bother me that the fact that, like, I can't, like, stand up without falling into the water.
No, take a dive, why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the bar isn't included because that's a problem.
Drink
too much and then they just jump off the side. It's like,
yeah,
I can't
actually,
swim.
You know what? Maybe not.
Yeah. $400 just for a boat. That's still cool though. I love the river. I haven't been out there for a while. I haven't been on a boat for a while. That's sad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But from the river to the world, let's travel it by Lynn Ford. Oh, yeah. God, Ryan, because I can't read that. Again, I don't bring
all right.
Alphabet City, oh my God.
Yep, it's at 40 West North Avenue. I don't know why it says West North. Wait, which direction is it? But West...
It's West North.
But, yeah, but...
Northwest?
Yeah, but regardless, it's in Pittsburgh. Lynn Ford is a fourth-generation storyteller who shares the gifts and heritage of orature from her Afrolation family. So I can't read that.
That's okay, you got it. You're a commenter.
Yeah, of African American culture and history from the region of Appalachia. Lynn is a nationally recognized raconteur and workshop presenter, an award-winning writer, a server house mentor to young authors, a teaching artist with the Ohio Alliance, for arts education, and the Ohio State-based collaborative initiative of the Kennedy Center.
I'm not gonna lie, that all kind of went over my head. Can you summarize for me?
She basically shares the gifts and heritage of African American culture.
Oh, okay, cool. So more of that, more heritage.
So when is that? Where is that?
It's at 40 West North Ave in Pittsburgh. It's on March 31st from 3 to 4 p.m.
Okay. I mean,
so that's Saturday. Right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, look, we don't get a lot of time.
I thought it was Easter, and I was about to be confused. Like, wow, that's kind of interesting to put that on.
I feel like if you can compete with Easter, then you're doing pretty well with yourself. I go learn about culture instead of going to Easter. I mean, you either want to hunt eggs or go learn?
I'd rather go hunt eggs.
There is no middle.
No, there's no middle. What would the middle ground be?
Anything else.
No, you either hunt eggs or you go learn.
I feel like those are two just so...
Opposite sides.
Opposite, yeah.
All right, fine.
Ends of the spectrum.
Fine. Hunt eggs, Easter dinner.
There we go.
Yeah.
You can do both. You can hunt eggs and have Easter dinner.
I mean, you can. I'm just saying, like, there's
it's like a triangle.
Yeah, there's an okay triangle. What would be at the tip, though? I mean, there's three tips.
I feel like everybody has dinner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
Everybody, so some people don't eat Easter, or some people don't hunt Easter eggs, and some people don't learn, but I feel like everybody has dinner at least.
There you go. That's the words of the wise
man.
Everybody eats, but not everybody learns or hunts.
Yep.
I got seven nephews, though, so I got to hunt eggs every year.
Wait, do you seriously have seven nephews or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess it's a prize shirt, but you know,
yeah.
Three brothers will make a lot of kids.
Yeah, true.
Wait, is that all?
No, there's more stuff.
No, I was just saying, that all kids from your brother, correct?
Yeah, three of them, each of them have two, one of them has three.
All right, moving on, we also have a performer.
Oh, we got Sean, or Sean Jones with Strings, right?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep.
That was a weird spelling of Sean.
S-E-A-N.
No, that's a common.
It is, it's just, it's a weird spelling.
S-E-A-N. It's an Irish. I think it's
okay.
Irish.
Okay, I'll accept it then.
All right. So Sean Jones is performing on April 3rd, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. He'll be at the Cabaret at Theater Square, 655 Penn Ave. And what?
I'm just going. Ooh, I'm being your hype man, kind of. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's in Pittsburgh, and music and spiritually have always been fully. Intertwined in the artistic vision of Sean Jones. Singing and performing as a child with the church choir, and I'm screwing up this Google Chrome screen, but with the church choir in his hometown of Warren, Ohio, Jones switched from the drums to the trumpet upon his first exposure to Miles Davis at the age of 10.
You read that first paragraph and that's it. That was
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, I don't plan unless you guys want to chip in on the rest of this.
I can't read that, so, but I really want to ask, so, drums and the trumpet, right?
Yeah.
You a jazz kind of guy?
Yeah, I'd go for jazz.
You go for jazz? Yeah, you a sax man or like what else?
Oof, the trumpet.
I mean, everyone always wants to be a sax man, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, I get the black shades, a black hat, and just go playing saxophone.
Smooth jazz?
Yep.
I like it. But if you didn't have sax, what other instrument though?
Probably the trumpet.
Trumpet?
Do you ever play an instrument?
Me, I played recorder.
That doesn't count.
I don't know. I played bass.
Everybody played it. Hot Cross Buns is the most commonly known song in America because of the recorder.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Recorder and bass.
You play bass?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bass compared to.
Compared to what?
What's the other?
Guitar?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just picked it because it had less strings. So I was like, oh, this is easier. So, I mean, it's just. I actually learned with the video game Rocksmith.
Rocksmith, not Rock Band, not Guitar Hero.
No, because those are all Rocksmith. Because Rocksmith, you actually plug in like your actual bass.
Oh wow!
And I like give you like drills and stuff.
Oh wow!
It's pretty cool. Yeah, that's how I learned to play bass. And
yep.
I forgot how to play bass in the last year, but
yeah. So I played a year and a half of trumpet in upper grade school.
Yeah.
And then I have my acoustic, which is back in my dorm room.
And if you haven't heard acoustic, you should go check out our live show.
From February 1st.
Oh, God, you ruined the date?
It was on my 20th.
Oh, yeah, okay, so February 1st is 20th. You know, go check out some sweet acoustic guitar from Ryan.
So you're telling me Ryan Giacobbe did acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
And completely missed it?
Yeah.
I am disappointed in myself.
Wait,
what?
Logan sang over it.
Logan and Ryan.
Yeah, it was something.
That might be the best.
It was a power duo.
Yeah.
It was very folky.
You have, like, Hall & Oates, Logan and Ryan. It's, like, right there.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. My acoustic is back in my dorm room, so...
You play an instrument sponsor?
I played the trumpet for, let's see, 4 years, I think.
4 years? Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
So, yeah, I didn't really learn much.
No?
I remember a couple of notes, but, like, it's been a while.
It's simple. I mean, you know, I don't know, any musical instrument, you guys got to do it every day, or else it's like...
Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to play the drums, but, like,
I feel like the drums are the
easiest. Violin sounds cool, but also feels like a lot. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Considering all the things you see on TV, it's like high class families. You gotta learn violin from the ages of 3 to 20.
Yeah.
You gotta get first cheer. Chair, not cheer.
I get first cheer too.
Yeah, you gotta get the first cheer out there. Yeah.
Yep.
But so go check out Sean Jones at the, where was that again, Ryan?
Cabaret at Sears Square.
That sounds interesting because he's a trumpet player and then they got strings and quartet, I think, with him. So,
yeah. So get some trumpet and strings.
It's not just him; it's, you know, mixing
the ensemble.
Yeah,
the orchestra.
Yeah, really.
We also have another performer, except this time it's a comedian.
Oh boy, almost as funny as us, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea if that was sarcastic.
No, it was very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're very middle of the line.
Yep.
If anything.
I can see you slightly above average.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yep. All right. Keep screwing up the screen
Bill
here.
Bird.
Yep, he's an American comedian, or a comedian from the North American Union. I don't know why it says "or" in there, depending on what you when you read this. He grew up outside of Boston, Massachusetts. That's more his personal. Continuing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About his personal life. Let's hear about how funny he is.
Yeah. He first gained notoriety for his recurring role on the second season of Chappelle's show. Bill developed a comedic style of uniformed logic that made him a regular with Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh boy, so he's got some big names to work with.
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is one of like the top
comedians
in the past 15 years.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
Been
okay.
Like consistently out there. As one of the...
Okay.
Yep, and he is. Okay, we don't really need to read that last part.
We don't need the rest part? No?
No, it's about religion.
Oh, fine, whatever. Jeez.
Yeah.
If you want to go see Bill Burr, though, I feel like you got to know about Bill Burr. Whatever, though. Where's he going? Where's he talking at?
The Benno Center.
Big
one.
Yeah.
Big,
he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Seventh Street and Penn Ave. It's you guys got like another week for this. This is happening on April 6th from...
You can still find tickets, I'm surprised.
Yeah. 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. So if you want to stay up on...
4 hour show.
It's actually 5...
7, 8, 9, 10...
Yeah. I feel like doors would open and then there's an hour.
What?
I feel like doors would open and there might be like an hour before.
Yeah, I would assume...
I don't know, 5 hour show.
Nobody can talk for 5 hours unless you're like...
Unless you got a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
And is there an opening act? Oh yes, there is. It's Ryan Giacobbe.
Yep, so... Yeah, so Bill Burr will be at the Benno Center on April 6th.
All right. And closely following that, Ryan Giacobbe will be at the Colonial Theater February 7th doing stand-up comedy to match Bill Burr.
Stop right there, Charles. You said February 7th. It's really the end of March.
Preparing for next year.
Next year. You got a whole year to prepare.
Next year, you're going to battle Bill Burr at the Colonial Theater.
Dueling comedians.
Yeah, all right.
I'd pay to watch that.
I don't know.
Alright, well,
it's like a roast fest.
Yep. We actually still have a little bit of time, but,
Yeah,
so, in some pretty exciting news, actually, I will actually be on Colonial Sports Center tonight, doing an interview with two Army Mental Cross players, so be sure to check that out, and shout out to Mike Shuley for making that happen.
Yeah, Shuley!
Yep. You two gonna be there?
No.
Or are you gonna watch?
I actually might be there, because I don't have volleyball anymore, so...
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Shout out to Mike Shuley if he can hear me.
It was interesting, yeah. We,
Did you win the championship? Like, I know
heck
you went.
No. We went to playoffs. We were probably the worst team there.
Oh, okay.
Eight. So we're the last team to get in the playoffs. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got there at least.
Yeah, that's really what I was thinking I can hope for.
I mean, what is this, like the first year, second year?
First year.
Oh, psh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Good feeling.
Yeah.
But, so Ryan, I got a question.
What?
I forgot the question, honestly.
Charles!
I thought you were going to have a good question. No, okay, so. For Columbus Sports Talk, but any other exciting news is actually my question. I always talk a lot about what I'm doing, but what are you doing?
Well, after the show's over, at 3:30, I'm going to be heading over to Moon Stadium.
High school football?
No.
Football. Oh, yeah, it's not football season, my bad. What are you going to Moon for?
The director of the ANC, courtesy, Michael DeLauro, courtesy, I appreciate you thinking of me. He got me this gig for the to be a PA announcer for the varsity boys lacrosse team.
Whoa! What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll be up in the press box in about an hour.
That's pretty good though.
What are they playing? You know.
I had no idea.
You probably know, man. You're a PA announcer. I mean,
yeah.
I know that you have papers in front of you. Come on.
It's
varsity. You got no time to squabble. This ain't JV.
I'm sorry, man. I've really been busy all week with this Colonial Sports Center stuff.
Excuses is all up here.
Yep. So, I'll be over there in about an hour.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of sports, we talked about this earlier. If you didn't know, up to date, just because like, I pulled up two articles on my phone, I usually just type in Pittsburgh News. But the Duke assistant coach, Jeff Capel, is going to be the new head coach for Pittsburgh. So that's pretty exciting. It's going to be not a whole losing season.
Yeah, no offense to Kevin Stallings, but...
What do you mean, no offense?
I mean, because...
It was all offense.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's no offense. This is why we're on par with Bill Baird.
You don't know basketball.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't know basketball at all.
I know a little bit. I know how the scoring works, so...
That's good.
Yeah, I learned how the scoring works once I was working a clock, and we couldn't see the clock, so I had to learn all the rules of basketball.
Here's a question. What's the most amount of points you can have in a possession?
In a possession?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, if you get really low. Four?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. You can shoot a three, get fouled,
and then
you
shoot
can
free throw,
shoot
yeah.
the foul shot, yeah. get four.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say five. I don't think you go two from that. Yeah, if you only get one.
No, you only get one if you make a shot, regardless of where it is.
Okay. All right. So four, there you go. Boom. But speaking of entertainment, not exactly basketball. Hamilton. Have either of you seen Hamilton?
I've heard of Hamilton.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple songs, but never seen it. I mean, tickets are insane to get, I've heard.
Well, yes, tickets are insane to get. However, there is a traveling cast of Hamilton coming to Pittsburgh in the 2018-2019 season. The Rick's Imagining Broadway's musical Hamilton will make its Pittsburgh premiere in January 2019, courtesy of the National Touring Production. The dates at the Benham Center, long awaited by fans, were announced Monday night, Pittsburgh Cultural Trust event, where Broadway series subscribers hear about the new season. So if you want to go see Hamilton, it's coming. And I assume the tickets will be a lot easier to find, and also just get them now. Or else you're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah, you got to get them right when they release, or you're not getting
them. Yeah,
it all.
It's kind of like a Taylor Swift concert, I'd say.
Have you been to a Taylor Swift concert?
I have not. I've heard they're great, and I also have heard the tickets sell out really fast.
I've heard they're great. I've never heard they're great, but I've never heard like bad things either.
Well, I mean, if you talk to like Taylor Swift fans,
I assume.
I mean, a couple of people I talked to was like my friend Julia. She loved it. It was whenever she had that. It was the Red Tour. So
yeah,
like
the Red
Tour. A couple tours ago. Yeah.
Classic.
It's classic.
I'm
yeah.
a Taylor Swift connoisseur.
Are
you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I
just said that.
Okay, I was going to say, like,
but nobody on the radio knows this, so I can just play it off like I am.
Okay, and what else do you connoisseur on? Do you connoisseur on tiki bars?
Of course. Right. That's why I came on this show today.
Yeah.
Again, that's
yeah.
just new.
Yeah.
Maybe the tiki bars will stop by PNC Park.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like they probably will.
Speaking of tiki bars, if anyone's interested, well, I'm interested, but I just figured this, I just learned this week. If you are above the age of 21 and or 21, if you love the Caribbean, such as the tikis, there are $1 rum and cokes tonight at Jailhouse. So go have some fun there. All of the people from RMU usually go.
Yes.
And it's a great time.
But everybody from
Jailhouse.
I'm not 21, so I cannot.
Yeah, I've only heard.
Say
like,
so.
Yeah. My roommate went last week, and then he saw, like, literally every.
Oh, yeah, that place gets so
I won't be 21 for another 10 months, so.
Well, in those 10 months, Ryan, Thursday nights, $1 rum and cokes.
Yeah.
If you love the TP and the Caribbean, because I would love to go to the Caribbean.
Yep,
Caribbean or Caribbean?
Depends on where you're from.
How would you say it though? Like, I feel like there's one problem.
Well, it's like New Orleans, New Orleans. Like, there's one way to say it, and then like,
well, like Oregon
there's people
and Oregon.
That say it. Yeah, exactly.
But Oregon is the proper because like they live there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest. I think it's Caribbean.
Caribbean.
I think you'd have to ask the people that actually live there because they know that.
Caribbean sounds more.
Well, do you have a contact in the Caribbean?
I don't actually.
You don't. I thought you had contact.
Like three soccer players are from the Caribbean.
There we go. All right. So CSC, you got your sports in. And you're also PA announcing. Now you got to go find a soccer team and ask them how to say Caribbean or Caribbean.
I don't know the roster off the top of my head, but maybe hopefully there's somebody there from the Caribbean.
Hey, look, I'm taking the words from the trigger. He's announcing.
What's
soccer.
His name is from the Caribbean.
What's his name? Wow.
Hold on.
You got this. We're leaving you.
MacGyver. Keane MacGyver is from Trinidad and Tobago, which is in the Caribbean.
All right, there we go.
And they got another kid on the team who's from Jamaica. I don't remember his name.
Oh,
Isn't he
a freshman?
Yeah, no, he's a sophomore.
Sophomore now?
Yeah.
What's his name? He's in my psychology class.
Yeah, he was in my statistics class.
Okay, I don't know his name.
And then Nico Brett, of course, was from the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brett, former Army player.
I mean, what's going on with him? Is something about the Riverhounds?
He signed with the Riverhounds.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's still on that team.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know either because I don't pay attention to
exactly.
Sports.
Exactly. I try.
Especially not.
I mean, they're only one or two games into the season, so I'm not.
No.
Looking at them yet, but like, yeah.
No, but still, I mean, also, they're not even MLS, so it's not one. No,
unfortunately.
But with that, what sports team do you think Pittsburgh needs? Me and Ryan talked about this last week.
What sport do they need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean by need?
Well, like, what one do you think is the next to come? Like, because we got football, we got hockey.
Basketball, I would assume, would be next to come.
I said the exact same thing, Spencer.
See something interesting.
Just because I think that it's. I don't know. I mean, there's really what are the other options other than basketball?
I mean, there really aren't any other options.
Yeah, lacrosse. Technically,
there's lacrosse.
There's the Major League Lacrosse, the MLL.
Yeah. I don't know. Just because, like, with basketball, I feel there's enough like college teams around. But Pittsburgh has like its fill of basketball.
But yes and no, though. I think it's still Pittsburgh doesn't really care enough about basketball.
It's a growing
support, but there's not enough. Hockey still dominates the PPG Paints Arena, and if basketball ever came, I think it would struggle with a lot of attendance. But
I mean, yeah, they used to have arena football too. I'm not sure.
I was season ticket holder to the arena football.
I
love that Pittsburgh Power.
Yeah, and then you got the. First
I feel like we have talked about this.
Have
we? Were you season ticket holder? Is that what you said?
I was.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked about it.
I feel like we mentioned it once or twice, but
yeah.
I love those games. They had like dollar hot dogs there.
Oh, dollar
hot dogs.
So good. And then they got rid of them, and then the season they closed after that. And I was like, you know what? Probably we got rid of the dollar hot dogs.
Probably is. Speaking of that, though, favorite like what was it? Stadium food. Because like I've heard of some crazy stadium.
Favorite stadium food.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go crab fries at PNC Park.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever.
Oh, crab fries.
Those
sound amazing.
Yeah, it's the crab fries. It's the one. There's like a specific. Chicken and Pete's or something like that, crab fries.
Okay.
They got a big bowl or a big container of them, and they got a little cup with white cheddar cheese also.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's like $10, the only problem, but like it's worth the
$10.
It's worth the $10. How much they give you, it's worth it.
Oh my God, yeah. It's that, and like, I know this place in Cleveland where they serve a hot dog with Fruit Loops.
I've never been there. I mean, have you had
it?
I
have not, but Sam Anthony told me about it. It sounds just fun.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Pirates are doing some new food items at their place. So, like, I haven't really looked at it.
It's got to be crazy. We should have a stadium food tour. Anyway. I
love that.
So, 2 minutes left. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Instant Messaging Systems, I want to thank you once again for being the sponsor this week. Send us an email, text, anything you'd like to tell us how terrible we are and or good. And again, Spencer, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to come back.
You're welcome.
When are you guys on again? What time?
Next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Thursday at
2
o'clock.
There's only a few weeks of semester left, so.
Of course.
Let's see.
Well, there's like two, I think.
I think this is week 11, so we got like two or three shows left.
Until the end of April, so, like school wise.
Yeah.
So.
It all depends on when Ryan thinks he can't handle it anymore.
All right, well, we have to wrap up here, so thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us on next week.
Yahoo! Toodaloo!